Life Audio.
So friends, thank you so much for being here with Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. It's June, friends. It's officially summer. We're kicking off a special summer road trip series where I am guessing you might have some family or friends visiting you, or you might be out on a road trip. And so each podcast here in the month of June is going to be just a quick little sunshine for your soul to lift you up with a scripture and a scientific tip so that you can feel boosted in your emotions and your body, and you can listen it together. I'll have a quiz, a fun little quiz where you can answer and get to know each other better, even within your own family, because we grow all the time and we get to know each other as we grow, whether it's a family or a friend. And if you're listening on your own, it's still a wonderful way for you to think about how God created you to be uniquely so that you can nurture your soul. Well, I invite you to pick up a copy of my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. It's a number one new release on Amazon as an audiobook. Thank you so much for those of you who's purchased the audiobook. If you haven't picked it up, you can listen to it on your road trips and in your car as you're going about your summer activities. And if you love a book, holding it in your hands, pick up a copy of your book in paperback. You can bring it to the beach, to your vacation, or you can download it onto Kindle as an ebook. It's the number one new release on Kindle. So thank you so much for your support. I'm doing a book study with my boys. I have teenagers, Josh and Caleb, and you'll hear from Josh today. I asked him to join us on a podcast, and I'm doing a book study with them. We're doing Breathe one chapter at a time as a family because I want them to be able to learn about wellness, and they can take that with them in their schools, their school life as students, and in beyond. So consider picking up a copy of Breathe and even read it together with your friends or your family. So one of the first quiz we're going to do for our road trip special is I'm going to ask you, which places would you like to have for a vacation?
Okay.
So there's three different locations. And everybody, as you're listening, whether you're in the car with your family or even if you're hanging out at home, would you want to have a cabin in the woods, a beach house, or a lake house? Those are the three I thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so which one would you want for your vacation home? And tell us why.
Maybe lake house, because it seems more open than being in the forest. Like, maybe there's more, like, sunlight and stuff, and, like, but it seems more quiet than a beach. So that's what I would say.
Interesting. So how about you, listener? Would you want a cabin in the woods, a beach house, or a lake house? And feel free to put a pause on the podcast right now as you share your answers with each other. And most importantly, share why. For me, I would love to have a cabin in the woods. I feel like I'd love to wake up and look outside and just see the sequoias because we're here in California.
Yeah, that's nice as well.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I love this question about where you would have your vacation home, because we're all drawn to a special place in nature. It's part of our spiritual DNA. We are created in God's image. And God, when He designed this beautiful world for us to place us in it, it was so interesting that He created all these places first before He brought in Adam and Eve. He prepared a place of beauty and rest. And so I'm just curious, what is that place for you? We heard that Josh loves the lake and I love the woods. Is it the beach for you? Well, today's promise from Scripture as we go along our way this summer is beautiful. It's from Psalm 121, 1. And it has a soul care tip tucked into it. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Indeed, He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. And so it's wonderful because what's tucked in here is to lift up our eyes, is to look at what in nature is God trying to bring you to find peace or joy. We look up, and so I want you to look for God's love notes to you today or sometime this week. I'm going to read this verse again and see which word or phrase speaks to you. It just somehow draws your interest. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Indeed, He who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The sun will not harm you by day nor the moon by night. Isn't that beautiful? What was the word or phrase that drew your attention? Or maybe drew your interest? For me, it was the fact that God watches over us. He neither sleeps and He doesn't slumber. So interesting. It's saying that He never even takes His eyes off us. He doesn't even check out at all. He's never bored. He never looks away. He is always looking to you. And everything that He created, He made in heaven and on earth, is to bring you to remember that truth. So our soul care tip is going to be asking you to look for God's love notes. That's something that I've asked our kids to do every time we begin a drive, whether it's just locally, we'll go on a hike or wherever it may be, a drive, or it could be a longer road trip. We always ask the boys, look for something in nature that captures your attention. It's God's love notes to you. And then later on in the day, whether it's at night, at dinner, or sometime later, we will ask everybody, hey, what's something today that you saw that was interesting to you or just caught your attention? That's God's love notes. And then that would be our dinner conversation, or, you know, we would talk about it later. Sometimes you see something neat. Maybe you're on a hike or you're visiting somewhere, even if you're at amusement park or wherever it is you're at enjoying for this week, you might notice something and you can immediately say, hey, I think I just got God's love notes for me today. And so we're going to hear from Josh what he feels about God's love notes, but it's based on a practice that's based on science, that when we do focus our attention on nature, and it's 30 minutes every day, and it's actually just 5 days a week during the week for 30 minutes, that will enable you to help keep your anxiety low, your mood lifted up, and to release stress. And so that's all you need to do, is to just take notice and be outside. Okay, so the soul care challenge for this week is something that I do with my family when we go on hikes. I ask each of the boys to set their timers, they have a watch, for a 10-minute walk alone in silence. And so when they were younger, we'd have dad go ahead first, and I would kind of send you off, you know, in 10-minute intervals.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so that is a great way to practice quietness, because often we are surrounded by noise. And so it's called a quietness break. our modern day efficiencies of, you know, online shopping and YouTubing, we're overloaded with information and reading the news and so forth. But quiet studies have shown the effects of stress, that with low chronic noise, it produces high blood pressure. It even increases ulcers. But when we spend time in quietness, it's very restorative, and it stimulates this mind-body connection. It relaxes muscles, lowers anxiety and pain, and enhances our overall well-being. So I was curious, how does it feel for you when you do these kind of silent walks along a trail? It's only 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's nice. The 10 minutes feels a lot quicker than it actually is. And it's very relaxing because you can hear all the sounds in nature. You don't hear any other people.
And why do you feel like that's relaxing to you?
Because I think like it's kind of signaling that like there's no work to be done, or like there's nothing important I have to do at that moment.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
So one of the ways to really just find God along our vacation times, or road trip, or on a weekend, or even as we're in the car, is I've started when the kids were little, is look for God's love notes. Look for God's love notes. And this is based on studies that show that when we look at nature, we talked about this, for even, you know, being in nature for 30 minutes, it helps relax our bodies, lifts our mood. But it's so much more helpful when we know we're going to be looking for certain things and then talking and sharing about them later. So seeing God's creation and looking for his love notes. So Josh, since you have been experiencing this since you were little, what do you think about God's love notes? What's your opinion about it?
I think it's good to kind of purposefully like watch for God, because I think a lot of times he does things, but we just don't notice them because we're not like actively looking for them.
So for God's love notes, when you would look for them, how did you feel about it when you first heard about it? I don't know if you remember when you're little, when I first brought up the idea, did you think it was like, oh, I don't want to do this, or, oh yeah, that sounds like fun?
I don't really remember, but I'd assume I'd have been interested in it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that were God's love notes to you? What would be some examples, I guess?
Well, one recent example is when we do like college tours, and if I see a school I like, or, you know, something speaks out to me, or I, you know, have a good feeling about a school, I just feel like God's giving me some good options.
What was something for, like, on one campus, and you don't have to say which one it is, but you felt like, oh, I felt God's peace there. What would be one thing that you felt God gave you, God's love notes on that?
Maybe one example could be like the geographic location. Like some colleges are more suburban or more nature areas than other big cities. Big cities aren't like necessarily a bad thing, but sometimes when there's a lot of nature around, I felt, you know, more relaxed, and I felt like it'd be good to go there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for sharing. Well, I hope that this has been a wonderful little break to send you on your way today or for this week as you're out with your family, and it'll bring some sunshine to your soul. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much. We get to see wonderful things that you have tucked into our day the minute we step outside. We see things that are beautiful, interesting, lovely, and good for our soul. It'll help us to take a break from the worries that swirl in our minds. And the way you created our bodies and nervous system Once we look at the things that you created in nature, we start to relax. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you made each of us so unique. You created mountains and trees and beach and lake and so many different places in nature that each of us are uniquely drawn to, where there might be a river for fishing or boating. I don't know what that is for our listener right now, but Jesus, you know. So I pray that you just place wonderful memories of the past, that you have really touched them, renewed them, refreshed them, and may it be a call to return to those places sometime today or this week or sometime this summer. Thank you for being with us, and we lift our eyes to the heavens. We lift our eyes to the mountains. Our help comes from you. In Jesus' name, amen. Pick up a copy of Breathe, 21 Days of Stressless and Transform Chaos to Calm, and stop by and leave a review. That would be a blessing. It would help this ministry, and I would just be so encouraged. So I'll see you next time. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
I'm Dr. Lauren DeVille, a practicing naturopathic physician in Tucson, Arizona. In my podcast, Christian Natural Health, my guests and I discuss topics ranging from nutrition, sleep, hormone balancing, and exercise to specific health concerns like hair loss, anxiety, and hypothyroidism. I'll also interweave biblical principles as they apply throughout the podcast because true health is body, mind, and spirit. Listen to Christian Natural Health for free at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcast platform.